Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm running a little late here. I'll get things going momentarily. All right. Well, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 374 for February 24, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, the ham is connected here, so I'm gonna go the verbose mode here. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime reference. I'm not into anime, so you can look that up. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for a few seconds for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference or the ham conference, whatever, if you do not want to stick around for our net. It's not going to last very long, so don't worry about it. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, well, that's okay. You know, why not? You know, get one. It's free. You can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. Just go to sdf.org and find out. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference. And in my script here, I would be thanking Michael, BE6UX, for letting us use this conference. But just recently, the TechLink conference has changed hands from Michael to, and unfortunately, I don't have the name and call sign of the new admin, owner, or whatever, of the conference. So I'll have to work on that. I know I have it around here. I just don't have it in front of me right now. Maybe somebody remembers from the last week or two. So where am I going with that? Right. We definitely want to express our appreciation to the new owner or admin of the 9229 TechLink conference for letting us continue to use it for our net. Now, this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, you give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be associated with SDF in any way. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, I'm thinking, you know, I've been reading that there's an effort afoot in the United States in Congress to establish some kind of right for hams to erect some kind of antenna system in neighborhoods that are controlled by a homeowners association. I think there's a generic name for this kind of legislation. It has come and gone for several years now in Congress and never passed. But they're trying again. Maybe we'll see something happening this year. So the topic this week, though, is are you in such a neighborhood? Has it prevented you from putting up an HF antenna? Are you looking forward to this legislation to allow you to kind of thumb your nose at your homeowners association? So that's the topic this week, HOAs and HF antennas and legislation and all that stuff. Right. Let me reset here. For the benefit of those there on the ham conference who have never joined our net before, the way we do this is I have a dashboard here, an Echolink dashboard, that shows which stations are connected to the TechLink conference, and I'll quickly run down that list here. I have PY2BIL, KF6GPE, KC1TCA, and the ham conference. So I cannot see who is connected to the ham conference, which is in turn connected to the TechLink conference. So I'm kind of blind here. Those call signs that I just gave, they're already on my list. They don't have to say anything. I'll be calling upon them in turn for their input. But for those of you out there in the ham conference, I'm going to ask you to come forward at your call sign. I can take more than one at a time. You don't all have to wait for me to acknowledge each one. And, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's not rocket science here. So, I guess what I'm asking for, are there any stations out there on the ham conference who would like to come forward at the check-in for our net? Okay, nothing heard, so I'll start going down my list here. First of all is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo, PY2BIL of Sao Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is G. Cremary. Glad to be back this week. And, yeah, that's sort of a complicated topic you picked for tonight or today, Wayne. So, yeah, I do live in an apartment, right? So it's a traditional apartment building, right, where we only have the ability to put something up. And I'm not allowed to do that. Based on regulations from this condominium here, they don't allow to put anything there on the rooftop. So I'm limited to perhaps some small antennas on my balcony here and try to figure out how can I do some radio stuff out of my apartment. So that's sort of a traditional limitation, not only here, I believe, but in other countries as well. So that's what I have on that topic. So back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, yeah, well, that is kind of a problem. In the case of an apartment building where, as a tenant, you don't really have any ownership rights at all. Now, in a condominium or in a subdivision, it's a little bit different, where you're a landowner or a property owner, and you should have a little bit more autonomy on what you do on your part of the property. All right, well, thank you, Guillermo. Next on my list is KF6GPE.
Good day, Wayne and Annette. Yeah, I think it's generally a good that idea of legislation is a good one. Where we live right now up in the Santa Cruz Mountains, nobody much cares. In some of the newer developments, there are what are called homeowners associations for the benefit of Guillermo and other people. Basically, in a newer neighborhood, you get everybody to get together and come up with guidelines like don't park your cars in the street, don't have antennas on the roof, and so on. And I think that, you know, sort of legislating that sort of behavior and making it so that hands can actually put up antennas within reason is certainly a good idea. If nothing else, given the emergency services stuff we do. So anyway, I'll turn it back to Matt. Thank you. 73 KF6GPE.
Okay, thank you, Ray. And just to give a little bit of history here, this is not, it's not just hams that have dealt with this, and it's not just something recent. It's been going on for a long time. When satellite dishes or satellite TV first became a thing, that was also something that homeowners associations regulated and tried to suppress. But the FCC ruled that television antennas, you know, the old-fashioned Yagi antennas, and satellite dishes were, I mean, I guess they kind of gave it the status of a civil right of sorts, that the HOAs were not allowed to restrict their members from engaging in reception of television signals, unless it was something unreasonable, perhaps. But so this goes back a long way. And let's see, there was something else I wanted to say. What was it? Oh, well, I'll think of it in a minute. Let me acknowledge that I see that KD9NDJ has joined us. And for his benefit, I will say that the topic this week in the news lately is that there's a resumption of the effort in Congress to pass some kind of legislation that will provide protection for hams to have some kind of antenna for HF primarily, but also I guess it would apply to UHF and VHF. Maybe if you want to have like an Earth, Moon, Earth set up in your backyard. I don't know if you can make the same argument that it's necessary for emergency preparedness, but I don't know. But anyway, that's kind of the thing that has prompted the topic this week is, do you live in a homeowners association neighborhood where you are restricted from putting up the antennas that you want to put up? Or have you, maybe you used to live in one, you don't anymore. But anyway, that's kind of the topic this week. What was the other thing? Darn it, there was some other idea related to this that I thought of while someone was talking, and then I lost it when it came my turn to talk again. Maybe it'll come back to me. So, next on my list, KC1TCA.
This is KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth. My SCF username is Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray, or RFX. I am going to break for a second because I want to make sure that my audio is good, because I hear all of you guys as being pretty choppy. So I'm going to give this back to you just for a second. Please let me know, Wayne, if it sounds okay.
You sound marvelous.
Okay, great. Thank you. I don't live in a neighborhood with a homeowners association. Fortunately, I managed to avoid that. And I don't even think that the area that I live in has very many. I think they have to be pretty exclusive to have one, which is New England, southeastern New England. But I have been planning on I haven't got a general license yet, and I haven't got an HF radio yet. But one of the things that I have been seriously considering are attic antennas or stealth antennas, whatever you want to call them. And there's a company that makes kind of, I don't know if it's an expensive one, but it's an interesting one, and it's called, Alpha Antenna makes something called the HOA Buster, which is a device that hooks up to your gutter system and turns it into an HF antenna of some kind. And I don't know a lot about it because I haven't explored it too much, other than it's very interesting to me. And so I think that I will probably look at it as a serious option when I finally get my general license and I'm trying to figure out what kind of antennas to use. I think ultimately the attic antennas are probably going to be in my near future. I don't want to put anything up on the outside of the house, not for visual purposes, but just to sort of satisfy a lightning anxiety. Although we do have chimneys, and so we're sitting ducks anyway. But there's very tall trees around us, so whatever. So that's basically it. I do think that that HOA Buster thing looks really cool, I probably do an attic antenna. So that's basically it.
Okay, thank you, Richard. And yes, the subject of stealth antennas, we could almost do a whole net just talking about that. People put up a flagpole and use it as a vertical antenna, and like you said, using your gutters as a radiator. There are ways to kind of sneak in. A lot of guys will use a mobile antenna on their vehicle because I guess the Homeowners Association can't tell you what you can put on your car. They can only tell you what you can put on your house, right? So anyway, there are lots of gambits that people use to get around Homeowners Association. And I think what I wanted to mention before that eluded me was that I think this sort of arose many, many, many years ago, back when I was a kid, 50, 60, 70 years ago, there was a problem with hams interfering with over-the-air television, especially on the low VHF channels, 2, 3, and 4, and so on, which are very close to the 6-meter band and to the CB band as well, which kind of is a whole other can of worms where hams would get blamed for problems caused by CBers. But I think there was the interference potential and the ugliness, so to speak, of amateur antennas that led some of these, there was a big resurgence of development of subdivisions in the 50s and 60s and later, and there was an effort by the developer to, in order to make their development more attractive than the other developments in the area, they would establish covenants in the land real estate deeds that would restrict what buyers could do with their property once they bought it and moved in. The idea being to maintain the desirability of the neighborhood, maintain the property values, and yada, yada, yada. I think you know what I'm talking about. And in some cases, it gets really extreme, where the homeowners association will tell you that the color of paint you chose for your exterior walls is undesirable, and you need to repaint with something different. Or they'll tell you that a steel roof is undesirable, so strip it off and put a shingle roof back on there. Really crazy stuff happens in some of these places. And limiting ham radio antennas is just one small part of the whole homeowners association issue. I think I've rambled enough. Let me move along to KD9NBJ.
KD9FJ in the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul. I'm KDB on good old SDS. Yeah, we don't have a homeowners association here in Rantoul. And I can put up as many ugly antennas as I want, or so I think. I've got one ugly antenna up. It's just a wire. But interestingly, I had originally strung it up on a light pole that I didn't put up, but was probably inadvertently on my property. It was kind of rotten, so when the village came and decided to take it down, although it didn't belong to them either, I didn't really put up too much of a fight, but they also took down my antenna. So anyway, Wayne, you helped me put up the antenna I'm currently using for HF. And I've got an antenna on the roof, but no problems from the village. So there you have it, KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And, you know, I've heard some news about your neighborhood. I'll probably talk to you about it on Tuesday. It's probably not that relevant to the ham net here. So let me go back. First of all, any of those who have already had their chance to speak, do you want to come back and add something to what you said before? So right now I'm calling for rechecks.
PY2BIL recheck.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIL. Yeah, carrying on with what I was saying at the beginning, right? It's where I live is more of a condominium, right? I own my apartment. But it's not the new building. Before I moved in, the owners at the time of the building, they decided the rules, right? And as Ray pointed out, right, that's how the regulations came up, right? And as you pointed out, Wayne, that wasn't a time where CBers were all over the place, right, creating TVI and RFI and TV, right? So that's where this originated, and it stays there forever. Nobody uses TV or sees TV over the air anymore. It's all cable here, right? So anyways, but on another topic, if I might, off topic, I just wanted to let everybody know, in case somebody's interested, I did a survey last year. I'm not sure if I mentioned this here on the net or not, but the national survey on amateur radio in Brazil. So I did that, and it took me a little bit of a time due to other reasons to come up with the final report, but the final report is out now, and I also produced an English version of it. So that English version is downloadable as a PDF. I'll paste the link in the chat in case somebody is interested in having a look and seeing a picture of what's going on in Brazil on amateur radio. Okay, that's all. Back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And could you add in the chat there a brief description of what that link is about, you know, survey of Brazilian ham radio or something like that, so that someone who might be reading the mailing list later might be interested in pursuing that and reading it.
Sure.
Right. Okay. Thank you. You got cut off there, but I see that you heard what I said and you responded. Thank you. So I guess let me one other call for rechecks. Anyone else want anyone who's connected directly to the TechLink node want to add something to what they said before?
Okay, two Delta Yankee.
Okay, I was just about to come back and rewind and give the the preamble here. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 374 for the 24th of February 2025. And for the benefit of those out there on the HAM conference, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we invite anyone who's listening to us out there on the HAM conference, such as VK2DY, to come forward now and join us. Our topic this week has been, have you experienced restrictions on your ham radio activities due to homeowners association or similar, like landlord restrictions on what kind of antennas you can put up or what kind of things that you can do? So that's what we've been talking about. So VK2DY, you have the floor.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in Marsden Park, New South Wales. Just finished up shopping in Costco and about to reward myself with a hot dog. So it is what it is. 28 degrees here, Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit. Sun is shining, and there's a few clouds in the sky, but nothing at all to write home about. Well, of course, here nobody would put up with an HOA if they actually own the property. So the only place that you'd have any kind of thing like an HOA would be a strata title where the land belongs to in common. If the land belongs to you, nobody put up with that. But we do have local government here, and local government tells us exactly how high our antennas can be. They can be 2 meters above the roof line and no more. They can be, and that's about the only restriction I've run into here, is the height of the antenna. And really, if you throw something up into a tree and it's a wire, nobody's going to worry about you. But if you put up an antenna, especially a tower, then yeah, you can get in trouble for that. Getting out of the city, of course, would be one thing. You could throw up as many antennas as you wanted. So it really sort of depends a lot on where you live and what you do here. But that's basically the upshot of it is. Plus, I've got a little 450 square meter block, which means that by the time you put the house on it, there's very little other property, and there would be no room for a tall antenna anyway. And I've got so many houses around me that the RF interference is pretty bad. So all in all, I would say I'm restricted more by location and houses than anything else. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, so I just tried to do a quick Google here. I'm not sure I typed it right there, but you said you have a 450 square meter lot. And I wanted to know what fraction of an acre is that. So I just very quickly asked Google, what is 1 acre in square meters? And Google says it's like 4,000 square meters. So your 450 square meters is a little bit more than 1/10 of an acre. Does that sound right to you?
I think so. It's not a very big block. So I think that would probably be a reasonable assumption that it was about a tenth of an acre of VK2D.
Okay. Well, I live in a trailer park, so my lot is probably even much smaller than yours. In fact, let me think. 50 feet by maybe 110 feet, something like that. I'm not going to try to convert that into square meters in my head, but I'll think about it later. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you, Robert. Is there anyone else out there connected to the HAM conference who have been listening to us and are itching to contribute? So please come forward now with your call sign. Right. Well, that thunderous response makes me think that we're getting very close to wrapping up our net here. We've been going for, well, the clock says there are 29 minutes after the hour. But, of course, I started a couple of minutes late. So let me say, are there any other rechecks? Let's make this last call before I close the net. Okay, so let's see, at this point here, I also want to thank Ray for taking the net last week. You did a good job, and I hope you'll be doing it again in the future. I would really like to see you having like four or five net control volunteers so that we could all kind of develop a schedule, each one of us only doing like 1 week a month, and I think that would be optimum. So working toward that, we've never come close to that in the past. We've had two or three net controls who rotated, so trying to get back to something like that. Anyway, where am I going here? The recent transfer of ownership of the TechLink conference from Michael to, as I said, I forget the name of the new admin, but anyway, that was cause for reevaluating what we do with the net here. Is it really worth keeping up? Does it fill a need? Does it need to be changed to make it more useful? So if you have any ideas about that, you can email me directly, jwh@sdf.org, or if I hope you're subscribing to the SDF-ARC-L news mailing list. You can, if you go to the sdfarc.org website, there are instructions there for how to subscribe to the mailing list. Right, so I think I'm ready to say that's it. Well, let me just one more time, final call. Any comments or rechecks, anything you want to say to the net? Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club at, let's call it 0032 UTC. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone. I'll be looking for you next week.